Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and this is coming back to our original theme of the podcast of languages. Today's episode is very simply how I became a polyglot. Now, this may sound like a strange topic to talk about because you may imagine I'm going to talk about that first time I ever went to Spain, but that's not how I became a polyglot. That's how I got into learning Spanish. Basically, my language learning story went like this. In 2003 and 2004, I was in Spain learning Spanish. And then the second half of 2004, I was in Italy learning Italian. And then in 2005, I was in France learning French. And something was not working for me at this stage because after I had learned each language, I was starting to lose the previous one. So in Italy, my Italian was kind of replacing Spanish in my brain. And then when I was in France long enough, my French was replacing my Italian. So I was kind of starting to feel like a lot of all that effort I put in, all that time in those previous languages was lost because I can only speak this one language I'm currently actively using. And I was worried that that's all I could ever do is I could only have one language and I could never become a polyglot like I was originally inspired to be. But then in 2006, I decided to go to Brazil and I went to a particular part of Brazil, which is exactly where I am as this episode goes live. It is an island in the south called Florianópolis. Absolutely love the place. It was one of the first places in Brazil I spent some significant time in. And what was interesting for me is I was continuing more or less initially with the same problem. I was learning Portuguese and that Portuguese was replacing my Spanish. So if I had the chance to speak Spanish, I may just end up speaking Portuguese or Portuñol at the time because I was kind of combining my Portuguese and Spanish since I had just started Portuguese. And I didn't want this. I wanted to be able to distinguish the languages separately in my brain. So what turned out to be such a good idea to come to this Florianópolis place is it's quite touristy, and that's a good thing for the goals of a polyglot to go somewhere with a lot of tourists because those tourists are going to speak multiple languages. And especially there happened to be a lot of Argentines, so Spanish was a language I could always practice whenever I felt like it. There were so many Argentine tourists in this part of Brazil. So obviously I could speak Portuguese for the most part with everybody I'd be likely to interact with. But the tourist, I would be just as likely to speak Spanish to them. And then there were also lots of French tourists and some Italian tourists. So I had this opportunity to potentially practice all these languages. And one of the ways I did this is I went to an international meetup. Now, at the time, one of the biggest websites for nomads was Couchsurfing. It's not really that much of a big website anymore. It still exists and you can still find meetups on Couchsurfing. And I've gone to them and I enjoy them. It's just not quite the way it was about 20 years ago. So I'm really showing how old I am as I say that. But anyway, 18 years ago, Couchsurfing was the best site and it had the best meetups. Nowadays, I have plenty of other resources where I find these kind of international meetups. Here in Brazil, I'm using a lot Mundolingo, and they're an organization that arranges meetups in bars. And as you arrive, you get a flag to show which language you are currently practicing, and you can have multiple flags. So I find that very beneficial because I can put all my languages and then people just look at me and they know they can practice whatever language they want to practice. So I really enjoy those meetups. But in most cities, if you go to a website like meetup.com and look for language exchange or the word polyglot, you may find a meeting in your town. You can also go to Facebook events and do a search for the language you want to practice or just languages or polyglot in your city. You may find one of these events. So I went to the event, which, as I said, was couch surfing. No flags or anything like that, but there was a way you could notice that the French speakers ended up coming together in one part of the event, and the Spanish speakers were grouped together. So there was this kind of center of gravity for each language. And I decided, rather than making friends with one part of the event and practicing just one language, I was going to go out of my way to talk one language for 10 or 20 minutes and then say, I'll be back in a bit, guys, and walk to the next group and introduce myself and try to practice their language. And I did this very regularly because these meetups were quite consistent for the time that I was there. And this meant that effectively I learned a brand new skill of being a true polyglot, of being able to switch between languages. Because even if you know multiple languages at very high degrees, it can still be a little bit complicated if you haven't practiced it, if you're not used to it, to using one language and then immediately switching to another language. To this day, I still find it difficult to do that if somebody else forces me to. So if I'm thinking in Portuguese mode and someone immediately speaks to me in French or some other language, I need a second and I struggle initially until I get my momentum. But I am good nowadays when I decide, okay, I've spoken Portuguese, now I'm going to speak French or Italian or whatever it may be. So when I'm making that decision, I only need a few seconds and I can get my momentum with the next language. And these events are great for that. So initially, I would switch from one language to another and I would make a ton of mistakes. I would have Spanish creeping into my Portuguese, French creeping into my Italian, whatever it may have been, I was mixing up the languages. But the good thing is I was truly trying to think in this particular language. Sometimes I get feedback. It always depends on the culture and the person. It's not necessary in this crazy social context. Obviously, you want feedback from your teachers and such. But it forced me to try to remember. And as I'd listen to them, I'd hear them maybe repeat what I said with better phrasing, and I'd learn, oh, that's right, that's a Spanish thing that I've said in Portuguese. I would gradually pick these things up, and these events were so hard for me initially to try to switch between these languages. And I didn't speak a couple of these languages at a very strong level of fluency yet. I still needed more time to go back to some of these countries to push up my level. I know my French at the time, I wouldn't have said it was in the C levels, it was in the B levels, so an intermediate level. I didn't get it up to C level till I went to Quebec a couple of years later. But I was really, really enjoying the process of switching between these languages, and it gave me that motivation to continue pushing forward. And eventually, I was able to speak one language with one group, walk across the room and switch to the next language. It didn't happen instantly for me. I didn't necessarily improve my other non-Portuguese languages. It wasn't about that. It wasn't about putting the level up. It was about switching between them as smoothly and quickly as possible. And I learned that skill thanks to international events. So if you look for these kind of international events, if there's more than one language you want to practice, you may find it difficult to switch between them. I don't recommend you do this if you're a beginner in one language and trying to switch between that and another one. I do recommend you try to focus on each language till you get it to a very solid level before you try juggling. I had gotten all these languages to a solid intermediate level. The baseline, I think, is necessary for a project like this. And only then that I feel ready to go out to these events and intentionally move between groups to intentionally switch languages. I didn't take the easy road of whatever my best language was and sticking with those people. I forced myself out of my comfort zone, and that made me learn the new skill of being able to turn those gears in my head. So I'm rotating the language machinery inside my brain so I can switch from one language to the other and gradually build that skill up so that I could do it smoothly and quickly. So, yeah, that is something I was reminded of as I'm back in Florianopolis and I'll be going to international events, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll definitely be practicing multiple languages, inspired by the first time I was ever there, where I truly learned to be a polyglot instead of someone who had learned a bunch of languages and forgotten them. So hopefully you enjoyed that story. Thanks as always for listening to the Language and Travel podcast. As you saw, I'll mix things up. A lot of episodes about travel, some episodes about languages, some about the two. And hopefully you enjoy this new format. Please do reach out to me. Let me know your thoughts. I'm mainly active on the likes of Threads and Instagram these days. I'll leave the links in the description for the podcast, so you can find all of that and send me a quick message saying, Benny, I'm enjoying this, or Benny, you're crazy, you should never talk about travel. Whatever's on your mind, just share it with me so I know how to continue and what topics you might want to hear me talk about in future episodes. Thanks as always, and until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.